Delegate Rich Anderson was the prime mover behind the law that boosts the fine for texting while driving in Virginia and makes it a primary offense, meaning police don't need another reason to pull you over if they suspect you're texting behind the wheel. Anderson says it's drawn lots of praise.
I have received hundreds of pro communications and only one adverse email.
But it turns out sly violators have a way around that law. David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project fills us in.
Fred, I'm hesitant to talk about this as a father whose son is about to begin driving. I want my son to think that the law forbids texting while you're driving. Apparently, there is a loophole in the bill that you could almost drive a truck through while texting, perhaps.
And David, how did this loophole come to light?
There was a story recently by Ashley Halsey in the Washington Post who said you can still drive and hold a smartphone in your hand and use it to dial the phone, or if you're looking up directions on a GPS system, if you have a phone that has that capability.
So then if you get caught texting, all you have to do is lie?
That's all you have to say is, well, officer, I was calling my wife, or I was calling work, and unless the officer can somehow have just cause to confiscate your device and check and see if you've been texting, I'm not sure if the officer has any option but to take your word for it.
So it looks like we're on the honor system, and I guess we'll see how many people consider honor to be worth $250. Now, David, in light of the next story, we might be tempted to say if there'd been more lawyers in the assembly, one might have seen that coming. But now, I've always heard folks say there are too many lawyers in Richmond. Not so?
This is an interesting story, the Virginia Lawyers Weekly. A recent exchange in Roanoke, a forum in which two members of the General Assembly, one a lawyer, one non-lawyer, talked about whether there's enough lawyers in the General Assembly. Lawyers get a bad rap, but basically when you're writing law, words count, and if you don't really know the finer points of the law, it's hard to craft legislation that will actually do what you want it to do and not have all sorts of unintended consequences. The General Assembly used to be a place that was almost entirely lawyers. They wrote the law.
I honestly didn't realize there was a shortage. Are we close to running out?
Right now, attorneys make up less than 30%. 3 out of every 10 members of the General Assembly are lawyers. Virginia Lawyers Weekly had a nice little story of basically two lawyers talking about that. Greg Habib, he's a Republican delegate from the Salem area. He feared we're at a tipping point, that the two courts committees that look at laws specifically dealing with criminal and civil procedure can't even fill themselves with enough lawyers now. Delegate Chris Head, businessman, non-lawyer, he talked about a situation where he had a bill that he wanted to that deal with the problem of selling alcohol to underage customers. He kind of had to pull the bill aside and get a little help from legislators who were lawyers, who kind of said, you know, you need to use these particular words if this is what you're trying to achieve.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. If you visit vpap.org, you'll find their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the Commonwealth. It's at the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.